at 1,000 years presiding. Your Honor, we have here Mr. Religious Belief and his henchman, Mr. Denomination. Mr. Religious Belief!
Mr. Religious Belief!
Please take the stand.
I am noticing that there's a new prosecutor here.
Yes, Your Honor. After the last trial, other prosecutor had to resign. Your Honor, I think both of the gentlemen should take the stand at the same time, considering the magnitude of charges against them.
Mr. Religious Belief and Mr. Denomination, I see where you also have been promising black people, but you are even worse than the politicians. You promise them good living after they die. Yes, you say their reward is in heaven. It would appear to me that both of you have been to heaven already and have gotten yours. The charges are too numerous to mention here. For over 500 years, you have been wanted from ever since you sent your relative here. Yes, I am talking about the same Christopher Columbus.
Your Honor, the name is Christopher Columbus.
Hush up! Columbus, Combusus, it don't matter. He did come trick us. It was you who went to the Americas and Africa with your doctrine of civilizing the savages. You taught black people to pray with their eyes closed. When they opened them, you had their land and they had the Bible. With the Bible and gun, you robbed, raped, murdered our foreparents in the name of Jesus. You have divided black people into groups, causing them to distrust each other. The first charge is for misleading black people into their colorblind blindness. You have black people worshipping everything white as good. White Jesus, white winged angels, white Christmas. Even the songs talk about whiter than snow I long to be.
Bible did say, though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
So, you're trying to tell me that if my sins are white instead of scarlet, God will accept my sins? And by the way, Michelangelo painting of his uncle. For years, black people keep revering this picture as the true picture of Christ. All your religious holidays originate in Europe. Everything in heaven is white. Everything in hell is black. It's a lucky thing Jamaicans start to visit hell and really see for themselves.
Your Honor, if I may be allowed to speak, our divine and beloved Father, Pope...
Shut up! Dope or Pope, I will not allow you to ask any questions here. I have never heard anyone asking you any questions in one of your church services. You are also charged for collecting money under false pretense. You keep saying the church have no money, yet every little open land have a tent for a few months, then a massive building later. Did not your Bible say that your body is the temple of God?
Your Honor, Mr. Denomination has been collecting money from people, saying that he can get them into Miami via the Bahamas through the guise of the Christian Crusade. Through such a scheme, people have been jailed, sir, trying to reach Miami.
What? I thought you would be trying to get them to heaven via your church. You are also charged for misinterpretation. You have twisted the Bible to suit white supremacy. You have taken stories and quotes from other books, much older than the Bible, and made them into myths. Have you ever read the Egyptian Book of the Dead?
The what?
It is because of you why the DJs have no respect for our black women. You have painted a picture of women as the originator of sin. You have made women look inferior in all your religious books. You have been preaching a sexist doctrine to our people. From Eve till now, you have blamed women for the downfall of the world. You blame Delilah for Samson's stupidity. You have even placed sin on sex, saying that Mary was a virgin all her life. With these images, what do you expect from our people? You even have the earth as only 6,000 years old. Maybe the history of Europe is only 6,000 years, but black people have been here long before. Long, long before.
Your Honor.
Hush up! Didn't I tell you not to interrupt? You shall get an extra 1,000 years of contempt of court.
Your Honor, there's a certain denomination that has been given legal status here. That said denomination has been preaching for years that black people cannot enter heaven. Yet their recruiters travel around on bicycles, two by two, trying to win souls.
I have heard of this. I hear that they call themselves Church of the Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ, or morons.
The word is Mormons, Your Honor. You have to understand that things change.
Hush up! Understand? Black people have been under the stand for centuries. These morons or Mormons, as you call them, should never be allowed into a country that is predominantly black to preach about God. You have been collaborating with the politicians to trick black people. You have branded voodoo and Obi and all African-oriented traditions as paganism. Yet you have the people going to church, trying to drink the blood of Jesus and eat his flesh. And I did hear you teaching them to pray, and I quote, "Lead us not into temptation." It is you they should be asking to lead them not into temptation. When since the Lord lead people into temptation that you should be asking him not to do it?
That was a slight misinterpretation.
Remember the baker, remember the one who was swagging hearts, remember the one who was using his mouth to orally rob hurt. All of these were collecting souls under false pretense. Mr. Religious Belief and Mr. Denomination, I hereby sentence you both to 1,000 years for swindling poor people by way of radio and TV. I also give you 1,000 years for each year that black people have been suffering since Columbus came here. Now take them away.